Unsuccessful Podcast.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey, Liz.
So I heard about this really cool concept. It's called the Celtic Invasion of Camelot. Cornwall.
The Celtic Invasion of my heart.
Yeah. This show is brought to you by the Celtic Invasion of Camelot. I mean Cornwall. I mean my heart.
I mean my heart. Mark Gunn leads the Celtic invasion, so he's got a feather in his kilt, and you can follow that feather as he invades Celtically. I'm talking about a vacay, a sweet summer vacay.
A fun invasion.
Yeah, a sweet vacay.
Mark Twain said, "Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness. Broad, wholesome, charitable views of men and things cannot be acquired by vegetating in one little corner of the earth all one's lifetime."
That's true. This is Mark Gunn of Celtic Invasion, and he understands that you're supposed to go out and expand your mind.
You just head to Cornwall because it is believed to be the legendary home of Camelot.
Fun fact.
The stories here are very deep.
They're deep.
The history runs deep.
100% factual.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Camelot, 100% factual. You know Camelot, right? You know Camelot?
I know, love this Celtic nation located in the southwesternmost part of England.
South.
But more importantly, Mark Gunn is going to Cornwall.
Yeah, he's actually going. The point of all of this is that he is traveling unto Cornwall, capital of Camelot in my heart.
So the official itinerary goes online in August 2015.
Boom.
You know, get on this. Follow this trip.
You gotta get on this. You can go to CelticInvasion.com.
Get on that mailing list.
Doing a little type in going on Celtic Invasion, checking this out. Because this sounds really interesting.
And prepare yourself for the trip of a lifetime.
Prepare thyself.
Prepare unto thyself. We're the Root Tutors. I'm Liz Rodriguez.
I'm Nicole Keating.
And check out Mark Gunn's website, CelticInvasion.com.
Boom, shiver me timbers, boom, shiver me. A pirate's as lucky as his last victory. Boom, shiver me timbers, boom, shiver you. You'll wish you were a pirate by the time we are through. Drink all your rum and steal your doubloons.
I was just a young lad when first I was told to only speak when spoken to and never be bold. Since then I've learned that this world is cruel and you never get nothing lessen you break the rule.
Shiver me timbers, boom, shiver me. A pirate's as lucky as his last victory. Boom, shiver me timbers, boom, shiver you. You'll wish you were a pirate by the time we are through.
You probably should run when you hear the boom. I am a fair man, believe in what's just, but the king's taxes forced me to do what I must. Now I live's a renegade, life on the sea, as a free man who is master of his own destiny.
Boom, shiver me timbers, boom, shiver me. A pirate's as lucky as his last victory. Boom, shiver me timbers, boom, shiver you. You'll wish you were a pirate by the time we are through.
If you know that we've come, it's too late for you. As captain, I give the commands on this ship, and I pass out the rum, and I cracks the whip. But if prizes grow scarce, or me luck it grows thin, they'll vote me out quick as they voted me in.
Boom, shiver me timbers, boom, shiver me. A pirate's as lucky as his last victory. me timbers, boom shiver you. You'll wish you were a pirate by the time we are through.
The first among equals at the whim of the crew.
My gullam is shot, De Marsay is my name. Oh, with cutlass and pistol, I carved up my fame. Mais oui, I'm a French wench in a blackguarded crew. But if one of them cross the line, I'll run him through.
Fun wenches, come join the crew.
Avast!
Now, every so often, I start to feel bad for all of the plunderous times that I've had. For the pillaging, the looting, the burning and such. But I'll let you know when I have had too much.
Boom shiver me timbers, boom shiver me. A pirate's as lucky as his last victory. Shiver me timbers, boom shiver you. You'll wish you were a pirate by the time we are through.
We'll sail by the sun and drink by the moon.
Boom shiver me timbers, boom shiver me. A pirate's as lucky as his last victory.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 262. That first song you heard was Boom, Shiver Me Timbers by Boom from Prepare to Be Boarded. Hello everyone, I am David.
And I am Serena.
We are your hosts for this show, number 262. We have a special treat this show. Our good friend Ken from Honolulu went to a fair. He went to the original pleasure fair in Irwindale, California. So let's go to Ken and see who he talked to.
This is Ken at the Renaissance Pleasure Fair, Irwindale, California. And I'm talking with
Captain Wolfbeard O'Brady of the Dread Crew of Oddwood
and First Mate Riven Rawl.
Recently, we've been doing a lot of our own brand of music, which we like to call heavy mahogany.
What is the most embarrassing or interesting interactions you've ever had with a patron at the Ren Fair?
Gosh, what do you think?
I mean, I've had a woman come and put her hand in my pants and grab my junk, which is pretty intense, actually. But, you know,
I mean,
there's no.
I don't know if there's like a
here.
Most embarrassing. There's always like weird, awkward ones. Like a few weeks ago, there was a couple of our enthusiastic fans that kind of hung around after the show that invited themselves up on stage after we were done and started playing our instruments, and then they walked backstage and they were clearly a little inebriated, and I had to forcibly bring them back out, and after which they tried to make out with me. So that was great.
How long have you guys been playing together?
As this band, we've been a band for 8 years, since 2008. But Riven and I here have been playing music in various projects for since high school, so, I don't know, 10 years? God, 10 years.
Yeah, it's about 10 or 11.
Yeah, 11, holy crap, that's crazy.
How did you guys get started in Ren Fairs?
He went to a Ren Fair down in San Diego, and then he invited a couple of us.
Basically, I came there with my accordion, stage manager saw me playing, and they're like, hey, we'd like to hire you for our next event. And I was like, I'll bring a whole band. Drag my friends, who at the time didn't really play acoustic instruments. We were all in various like hard rock and metal projects. And I was like, yeah, we just kind of made it work because we were like, somebody's going to pay us to play music. We'll play whatever you want.
Thank you, Ken, for that awesome interview. The next song is Rum in the Flask by Dread, Crew of Oddwood from Rain in the Helm.
Whilst we were sailing over a shining salty ocean, we saw on the waters a Spanish treasure galleon. We dropped a heavy canvas as we readied up the guns fast. We cruised right up beside her.
Last year, Chased Treasure recorded their first CD. Now, they've just finished recording their second CD, Questionably Chased. Look for it soon. So, Captain Nicholas, have you ever wondered how to make unicorn pinata cookies?
No, not really.
Well, it's really kind of interesting. You should go to our link on our Facebook page because Spoon University has these cool cookies. that you can make. And these unicorns actually poop rainbow little sprinkles and stuff. Yeah, I know the look on your face.
Yeah, that's not that's.
Yeah, so our listeners that are in that our listeners that enjoy unicorns might want to make them. It looks like a lot of work.
Rainbow pooping unicorns.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Another interesting news item is that women were allowed to joust at an English heritage tournament for the first time. This is pretty cool.
You can be your own knight in shining armor.
Researcher unearths a trove of new Shakespeare documents. Archival papers show the bard was interested in improving his social status. Read more about this at SmithsonianMag.com.
Special thanks to honorary minion Jesse Linder for supporting our show. You can find more about Jesse Linder on Facebook or at CDBaby.com.
Well, it's wonderful living the life of a pirate, with the freedom to take what we can. And we'll sail the world over, searching for plunder, not fearing to face any man. Not fearing to face any man.
We call no man our master, no lord, no king, not long in one place to see. And this world's for those who can grab it and hold it. Possession's the law of the day. So we think what we want, we don't bother with buying. We say what we mean, there ain't no point to lying. Don't like what we see, you might find yourself dying.
And a manner too gruesome to say. And it's wonderful living the life of a pirate, with the freedom to take what we can. And we'll sail the world over, searching for plunder, not fearing to face any man.
Not fearing to face any man. When we come in town to spend all our spoils, a good time will be had by all. We'll all head to some pub to get drunk off our arses. When we're there, there ain't no less call. I'll get rum for myself and my ale for my friends, and a great deal of loot on the wenches I'll spend. When the money is all gone, it's off to sea again.
Trade cargo for cannonball.
And it's wonderful living the life of a pirate, with the freedom to take what we can. And we'll sail the world over, searching for plunder, not fearing to face any man.
Not fearing to face any man.
There's not one of us left who has not yet been blooded. The killing's a part of our trade. And the only thing standing between us and death is strength of arm and speed of blade. So we'll live every day like it might be our last. For all of us know that life is hard and fast. We live for the moment, don't care about the past. Promises our comradeship made. And it's wonderful living the life of a pirate, with the freedom to take what we can. And we'll sail the world over, searching for plunder, not fearing to face any man.
Not fearing to face any man.
And it's wonderful living the life of a pirate.
That was the Rambling Sailors with Pirate's Life from their album, Bright Shining Clear. Good day to you bunch of landlubbers. This be Jack Gonzo, Captain of Scoundrels Inn, presenting to you Searching for a Port, which comes to you from the moat of the castle. A bit of news. The immersion-style event, Sea Dog Nights and Gypsy Carnival, takes place in Lebanon, Oregon, from July 14th to the 18th. There you can spend a weekend living like a pirate or a gypsy, with a whole city of others just like you. Now, we have a quandary. As you know, the International Pirate Awards are going on, with one question being favorite fictional pirate. A surprise nomination has been Captain Malcolm Reynolds of the ship Serenity. But does he count as a pirate? The books say one who commits or practices piracy at sea. Well, he does have a ship, and he has a crew who share in the bounty. But there is a slight problem in my eye. Where they acquire it, it's never ship to ship. It's on land. If they were attacking other ships in space, I could see the argument. Ice pirates did. Alas, even though he's used a cutlass, which makes him a good man. Well, he's all right. Their brethren court are leaning to the side of not a pirate. Besides, the man himself says he's a space cowboy. Now remember, you can always listen to Scoundrels In every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Central at scoundrelsin.com, where we play the finest pirate music. But now, from his album, The Blue Buccaneer, here is Tom Mason with In the Drink.
Just as I please.
Throw me in the drink.
I'll swim across this grog, float upon it like a log.
Throw me in the drink.
My every piece of eight has put me in this state. I sway on land as if I were at sea. If I cover up one eye, what I see don't multiply. This life has made a rummy out of me.
Rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum. Throw me in the drink. Rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum. Throw me in the drink.
I'll swim from shore to shore and be drunk forevermore.
Throw me in the drink.
You can feed me to a whale if his belly's full of ale.
Throw me in the drink.
The world is a saloon, an inebriate lagoon.
Throw me in the drink.
I've suffered all I will, make my home that fat of swill.
Throw me in the drink. Rum titty, rum titty, rum titty, rum titty, rum titty, rum titty, rum. Throw me in the drink.
There's no sense in splitting hairs. Just turn my plunder into rum. When we finally get to land, make sure I cannot stand. I'll drink my way to kingdom come.
Rum titty, 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 rum. Throw me in the drink. Rum titty, rum titty, rum titty, rum titty, rum titty, rum titty, rum.
And now for a minute with Fugly.
So where are you off to?
I'm headed to the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Well, isn't that weekends in November?
And into December.
Well, aren't you a little early then?
Oh, not at all. I'm going there on pilgrimage.
A holy quest?
Of sorts.
On foot?
Of course. And if I leave today, I'll arrive just in time.
You do know that you can fly or drive there.
Hello, Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Yes, but you don't actually live in the Renaissance.
But there's a huge variety of entertainment.
Yes, but you don't actually live in...
Plus dozens of educational demonstrations.
Yes, but you don't...
Did I mention over 100 places to shop?
Yes, but you don't
actually live in the Renaissance? I know.
So why the pilgrimage?
Pilgrims eat turkey legs.
That's not in the script.
Very well then, because...
Nope.
All right, quoniam.
That's more like it.
Now I feel like I need a bath.
None of that.
This podcast sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
I've been a wild rover for many a year, and I spent all my money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with Golden Grain Store, and I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more. Will I play the wild rover? No, never. I used to frequent, and I told the landlady my money was spent. I asked her for credit, she told me no way. Such custom as yours I could have any day. And it's no, no, nay, never. No, nay, never. Play the wild rover no more. Digging out from my pocket, I pulled a big old wad, and the landlady took one look and said, oh my God. She said, I have whiskey and ale's of the best, and I'll take you upstairs and I'll show you the rest. And no, no, nay, never. No, nay, never. No more will I play and play the wild rover no more. What I've done, and I'll ask them, please forgive me, their prodigal son. And if they embrace me as all time before, then they're much bigger fools than I thought that they were. And it's no, no, nay, never. No, nay, never. Play the wild rover.
That last song was Wilder Rover, Blues, Fingers, Frets, and Fire by Brett Blackshear from Fingers, Frets, and Fire.
I wonder who Ken has found to talk to this time.
Hello, this is Ken. I'm at the Renaissance Pleasure Fair at Irwindale, California, and I'm talking to Heather from the Merry Wives of Windsor. Heather, you guys have been together a long time, because I've seen you many, many times.
Yes, 2001 we started.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you guys get into Ren Fairs?
Well, I started in 1989, which, yes, that makes it, I don't even know how many years that I've been doing it. I actually saw advertisement for a Renaissance singer needed on a green room wall, and so that's what got me into it.
You guys do a lot of body songs.
Yes.
Was that by choice or by accident that you happened to notice that people like the body songs, or was it by choice that you says, oh, let's start singing these types of songs?
The Poxy Boggards really paved the way for the NC-17 area and the naughty music, and they were extremely successful at it, but they were the only group who did it. There's a lot of, say, discussion of country matters. The Renaissance was not shy in sexual discussion, but it wasn't overt. And the Poxy Boggards made it overt, and they were very successful. And I said, hey, I want to do that. Let's do an all-female group.
What has been the most interesting interaction that you've had with a patron at a fair, any fair?
Good Lord, I don't even know that I could answer that, because there's an interesting interaction every day. And in our shows, we try to bring audience members up, and sometimes they play really hard, and sometimes they're shy. So I don't think I could answer that question.
Well, have you guys ever had, let's say, a male patron come up and be kind of unpleasant?
Well, that does happen, but they're shut down very quickly. We don't put up with that.
Okay, thank you very much, Heather.
Thank you.
Okay, what I got from that was they may seem soft and pretty and all that, but obviously if you mess with them, they're going to shut you down.
Yeah, don't cross that line.
Well, thank you, Ken, for that interview with the Merry Wives of Windsor. So what's our next song up, Serena?
Process Man by Merry Wives of Windsor from Bottoms Up.
Much ago, a process man will cry, and I am telling you no lie. He works and breathes among the fumes and tread across the sky. There's thunder all around him, and there's poison in the air. There's a musty smell that smacks of hell and dust all in his hair. And this go, boy, go, they'll tie in your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days near a death. But you go.
I've worked here nigh on 20 years, and I've seen my share of pain. The process boys, they come and go in snow and sleet and rain. I tend their cuts and bruises, and I send them on their way. But with this work, I know that they'll be back another day.
And it's go, boy, go, they'll tie in your heavy breath. Every day you're in this place, you're 2 days near death. But you go.
They work among the spinners, and they breathe the oily smoke. They shovel at the gypsum that will nigh on make you choke.
They stand knee-deep in cyanide, get sick with a caustic burn. They work so rough, I've seen enough to make your stomach turn.
And it's go, boy, go, they'll tie in your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days near death. But you go.
There's overtime and bonus opportunities galore. Young men like the money, and they all come back for more. But soon they're knocking on, they're looking older than they should. For every bob made on this job is earned with sweat and blood.
And it's go, boy, go, they'll tie in your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days near death. But you go. A process man will cry, and I am telling you no lie. He works and breathes among the fumes that tread across the sky. There's thunder all around him, and there's poison in the air. There's a musty smell that smacks of hell and dust all in his hair. And it's go, boy, go, they'll tie in your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days near death. But you go,
but you go,
but you go,
but you go.
Greetings, dear friends, from the dread pirate Shakespeare. You may think the only thing I know about pirates is what I put into Romeo and Ethel, the pirate's daughter. However, I also know that a pirate's favorite city will be Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Or Tampa Bay. Take your pick. But you should go and vote in the International Pirate Awards. Vote for your favorite pirate, the favorite pirate's song, and, when you're done, visit me at ShakespeareApproves.com.
You've got to have the blues to sing the blues. That's just the truth, and it sure ain't news. You can't fake it, no. The music just won't take it. If you try to fake the blues, the music walks away from you. Something that comes overnight. There's nowhere to buy them or win them in a fight. The blues ain't some prize you find in Wonder Bread. And if you think they are, sing disco instead. You got to have the blues to sing the blues. That's just the truth, and it sure ain't new. You can't fake it. Music just won't take it. If you try to fake the blues, the music just walks out on you. Now, a man can have the blues every day of his life, and he often gives the blues in the night to his wife. Kids can get the blues when they become teens. But for yuppie scum, blues are just 501 genes. You got to have the blues to sing the blues. That's just the truth. Sure ain't news. You can't fake it. The music just won't take it. You try to fake the blues, the music checks out on you. It ain't Chad, it ain't Tammy, it ain't Biffy, it ain't Buffy. The blues are ours, they can't buy it or ball it. Cause those kind of folks got their brains in their wallet. You got to have the blues to sing the blues. That's just the truth, and it sure ain't news. You can't fake it, don't even try. The music just won't take it. Try to fake the blues, the music packs its bag and works away from you. If the worst day of your life was a zit on your nose, or you dented your BMW, or you wore out of style clothes, if you had to freak out, cause mommy's out of breath, don't you ever, ever, ever sing the blues around me. You got to have the blues. Sing the blues. That's just the truth. It sure ain't news. You can't fake it. They ought to arrest you. The music just won't take it. If you try to fake the blues, the music calls you collect from another county. You've got to have the blues to sing the blues. That's just the truth, and it sure ain't news. You can't fake it. The music just won't take it.
song was The Blues by C. Wayne Owens from I Can't Afford Therapy.
Now, if you remember in Ken's last interview, Mary Wise of Windsor mentioned the Poxy Bogarts. Well, now we can listen in as Ken talks to the Poxy Bogarts.
Okay, this is Ken at the Renaissance Festival Pleasure Fair in Irwindale, California. And I'm talking with...
The world-famous Poxy Boggers!
What type of music do you play?
So put ourselves out there as the drinking group with a singing problem.
That's right.
Which is fairly accurate.
Yes. Yeah.
How long have you guys been playing Ren Fairs?
This is our 22nd year.
Okay, you guys have been playing 22 years, so not all of you are the same people that started out. How many of you that started out? Like, because you got a big group.
There are three original members, myself, Bill, and Jerry, who's not here this weekend. And then next short timer would be Stork, who started in our second year.
And to be fair, I'm not the same person I started out as either. You're twice the man you used to be.
Pretty much, yes. Yeah. Oh, I mean, there have been 27 members of the band. I mean, there have been 9 drummers.
That's a lot of people.
Exploded. Another one. Yeah.
Choked on his own vomit.
Choked on his own vomit.
Bizarre gardening accident.
What is the most interesting or embarrassing thing that's ever happened at a Ren Fair between interaction with patrons?
3 weeks ago, I got my ass grabbed.
Really?
Me!
By a patron? You?
By a patron.
You're not even an attractive guy.
And it was an attractive woman.
What the hell?
What the
well,
heck?
You know, we'd have somebody in the front row a couple weeks ago throw up. That's pretty
that
awesome.
Was, yeah.
That is
that's
fantastic.
Always good when people like enjoy
that's always the,
music.
The best reaction
yeah,
to
yeah, when
our
they
music.
Enjoy the music that much.
No, when they throw great. Up and then they stay. They
right.
Stay.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, they don't leave.
No,
yeah, they're not going to go.
Her handler just covered it up in the sand and we moved on.
We have had patrons, and in fact, interestingly enough, he's one of the newest guys in the band who have, I think this is very interesting, want us to be a part of their wedding proposals.
Right.
Which I think is very interesting. That happens once every year or two.
Yeah.
Strangely enough.
And bearing in mind, we are not a wedding band. No. Most of the songs we sing are not really wedding.
They're only if you want a very short marriage.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
All right. Thank you very much. It's been fun.
Thanks, Ken, for asking those important questions. Somebody has to ask those questions. And what kind of answers did he get? Those are pretty cool answers, huh?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
They were interesting, to say the least.
We don't realize what some of the performers, until you really start talking to them, have to, I guess, put up with. Because
and I never really realized that they judge their performance on throw up. That's an interesting scale.
I think the one that I like is if you ended up staying.
I know, right?
And hopefully you didn't fall asleep.
They're so good that even though you threw up, you don't want to miss the show. Well, you got to admit, that says something about the Poxy Bogart. Our next song up in honor of that interview is This Pub That We Call Home by the Poxy Bogarts from Anchor Management.
Well, allow me to tell ye of a place dear to heart, of each sailor and soldier, both sloven and smart. Each face in that place is familiar and warm, where each traveler weary retreats from life's storm.
'Tis this pub that we call home, and from her we ofttimes may roam. But our respite we'll find in a pint, maybe 9.
Though married but not merry, bearing lowly life's load, and suffering the chafing of my long-winded road, entombed in the womb of this free house in Bath, her walls provide shelter from my wife's wicked wrath.
'Tis this pub that we call home, and from her we ofttimes may roam. But our respite we'll find in a pint, maybe 9, in this pub that we call home.
In the hour
hours when life's ours, and I'm weary and beat. To the hopping and copying, I need to retreat. With a pale cup of ale and my good mate's concerns, I'm rested yet bleary till the battle returns.
'Tis this pub that we call home, and from her we oft times may roam. But our respite we'll find in a pint, maybe nine, in this pub that we call home.
With the raging of aging in my last breath I crave, please pull up the floorboards and dig me a grave. As you rouse and carouse, pour an ale on the floor. If you listen with care, you may hear cry more.
More. 'Tis this pub that we call home, and from her we oft times may roam. But our respite we'll find in a pint, maybe nine, in this pub that we call home. 'Tis this pub that we call home, and from her we oft times may roam. But our respite we'll find in a pint, maybe nine, in this pub that we call home.
Greetings, dear friends, from your friendly neighborhood Shakespeare, and welcome to today's installment of Dear Master Shakespeare, the part of the show where I, Will Shakespeare, answer your questions. Here's our first letter. Dear Master Shakespeare, my father was murdered, and I think my uncle did it. To make matters worse, he's now dating my mother, and I think my girlfriend wants our relationship to go to the next level, that undiscovered country from which no single man returns. What to do? Sincerely, the Great Dane. Oh, Dane, young love, combined with recent tragic loss, is the stuff that dreams are made on, and why they made Prozac. Ask your sweetheart to give you time. For that is what you need. Time to just be. Or not be. Here's our next letter. Dear Master Shakespeare, my brother asked me to watch his two boys for the weekend, but they are starting to get on my last nerve, always claiming that one of them should be king of the castle, that I, their loving uncle, should be serving them. I'm a grown man, not their plaything. And at times I just want to be done with the lot of them. Any advice? Sincerely, Quasimodo of Gloucester. I hear you, Quasi. Families can be tough, especially nephews who may, it sounds like from your letter, been spoiled by overly permissive parenting. Sometimes the best thing to do when they act like the little royal pains, or a couple of princes that they are, is to put them in one room and you in another, with a nice big metaphorical wall between you. Let them have a cry. You're the one in charge. They'll come round to you, and if they don't, well, all in all, it's just another prince in the wall. We have time for one more letter. Dear Master Shakespeare, what psychological ramifications did Captain Jean-Luc Picard suffer after he had been assimilated into the Borg Collective at the end of the Season 3 cliffhanger of Star Trek The Next Generation? Sincerely, Free Enterprise. Whoa! Spoilers! No giving away plot points. Some people might not have seen that yet. Worse yet, they may not know that Sean Bean never makes it out of a franchise alive. But, to answer your question, Picard effectively was dealing with a form of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and continued to do so throughout the rest of the run of the series, on several episodes, and even into the feature films, most notably in Star Trek First Contact, wherein he was actually compared with Nemo in hunting his great white whale and his hatred of the Borg. Now, this theme has been visited in quite a few novels of the Star Trek Extended Universe. Quite a bit. Great reading for you to go find, but I digress. I've run out of time for the day. Friends, this has been your friendly neighborhood Shakespeare. You can visit me online at shakespeareapproves.com or on Twitter at shakesapproves. And as always, dear friends, live long and prosper.
He never speaks a word to you except to criticize. And the so-called raise he gave you, well, there's nothing that it buys. He piles on work, then adds some more, then issues the decree that each and every task should be your top priority. Whatever you do, you did it wrong if it wasn't done his way. Don't even try to explain yourself. He won't care what you say. He knows it's hard to find a job, so you're all his, like or not. And he'll block attempts to transfer like a goalie blocks a shot. But it really shouldn't surprise you, 'cause it's right there plain to see. Boss spelled backwards is double S-O-B. He tells the brass each year, you don't deserve a good promotion. Your odds of being recognized are, one drop in the ocean. Offer an idea, he'll dismiss it as impossible. But any thought he utters is as holy as the gospel. Your spouse, your kids, your friends and such, these things don't really matter when he wants you working overtime to make his wallet fatter. Compassion is unknown to him, never heard the word respect. And if you think he gives a damn about you, well, you're sadly incorrect. But it really shouldn't surprise you, 'cause it's right there plain to see. Boss spelled backwards is double S-O-B. In theory, he will die someday, though privately you wonder. But he'll haunt the office anyway, although he's 6 feet under. 'Cause hell don't want him. Heaven said no, Nirvana slammed its doors. So when he can't find happiness, he'll just rip off most of yours. But it really shouldn't surprise you, 'cause it's right there plain to see. Boss spelled backwards is double S-O-B. Yeah, you should have seen it all along, this ain't no mystery. Boss spelled backwards is double S-O-B.
That last song was Spelled Backwards by Brian Leo from Down That Road. Ken has found another band to talk to.
Okay, I'm at the Renaissance Pleasure Fair at Irwindale, California, and I'm talking with
Sport of Tricks. I am Skipjack Martin, their director.
I'm Dan, the bass player.
I'm Sue, the alto and smartass.
And I'm Jeremy, the everything player.
Okay, how long have you guys been playing at Ren Fairs?
About 7 years.
How did you start at Ren Fairs?
Several of us had been in other groups, but we all liked making music, and we enjoyed making music together. So we formed a band to play Irish music in a variety of places, Fair being one of them. And we came and auditioned, and they were silly or happy enough to take us.
Yeah, no fooling.
Okay, where do you get your songs and music from? Is it traditional, or do you compose your own?
Actually, it's a mixture. We yes. have a lot of traditional, but we also have a lot of people who actually write really good music.
Yes, I'm personally one of the band's songwriters. Kevin is one of the other major songwriters in the group. And we just try to write songs that are in the similar style to the traditional Irish music.
I'll add to that we started out liking traditional music, but the creative process hits you, and you have to listen to the muse when the muse calls.
Okay, last question. What has been the most interesting interaction that you've had with a patron at a Ren Fair, good or bad?
I have been... I had a couple of young ladies sidle up to me and play the drum because I wear it on my back, and then grab other things.
There's that. Oh, and that's Kurt, our drummer.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, this is Muffin, the drummer.
He walked up in the middle of the interview.
Sorry, yes.
Well, thank you, Ken, for talking to Sportive Tricks for us.
That was an awesome interview. He has a little a way about him, you know, asking these questions, and you never know what kind of answers you're going to get. But what I like about this last interview was the band members talking about how they use traditional songs, but they put their own twist on them.
Yes.
And this next song, Bonnie Ship the Diamond, is a classic, but they put their twist on it, or their own, I guess, flair. Bonnie Ship the Diamond by Sportive Tricks from Old Dogs, New Tricks.
And it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail. For Bonnie Ship the Diamond goes a-fishing for the whale. The Diamond is a ship, me lads, for the Davis Strait she's bound. And the cage is all garnished with a bonny lasses round. Captain Thompson gives the order to sail the ocean wide. With the sun that never sets, me lads, nor darkness dims the sky. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail. For the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. Along the quay at Peterhead, the lassies stand around. With the shawls all pulled about them and their salt tears running down. Now don't you weep, my bonny lass, though you be left behind. For the rose will grow on Greenland's ice before I change my mind. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail. For the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. Here's a health to the Resolution, likewise the Eliza Jane. Here's a health to the Battler of Montrose and the Diamond Ship of Fame. We wear the trousers of the white and the jackets of the blue. When we return to Peterhead, we'll have sweethearts anew. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail. For the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. It'll be a bright day and night when the Greenland boys come home. With a ship that's full of oil, my lads, and money to call our own. We'll make the cradles for to rock and the blankets for to tear. And every lass in Peterhead sings hush-a-bye, my dear. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail. For the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail. For the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale.
Hello, my lords and ladies.
Hello!
I'm Liz Rodriguez.
I'm Nicole Keating.
We're the ladies of the tower.
And I'm extra excited because we're venturing outside of the tower today.
We finally are, Nicole. Have you seen this invitation to the Duke's pool party?
I have. It was full of sand, which I quite did not appreciate. It made our tower very messy.
Yes, go clean that up.
Fine, later. After I get my pool party on, I'm thinking of having a margarita by the poolside and laying out in my lovely Renaissance string ruff bikini.
But Nicole, I didn't know that you could swim, can you?
I'm not planning on going in the Duke's pool, if that's what you mean.
But it's going to be so hot.
What if I get water in my mouth and my nose and my hair?
But look, I found this book. It's a guide that will teach us how to swim.
Are there pictures?
There are pictures.
Oh, good.
And illustrations and very graphic descriptions of how to do swimming moves.
Look at this. It's a veritable tutorial.
One kind of way you could learn to swim, you can do it like a dog does.
I already do that, darling.
This is a good starter stroke, as they say. This is what the book says. You should, quote, rudely beateth the water with hands and feet. First lifting the right hand out of the water, and then the right foot, forcibly striking them into the water again.
Well, I guess that would work. That is indeed how dogs swim.
Well, here's another handy stroke. You can cut your toenails in the water.
Oh my gosh, I've been in need of a good pedicure.
They're very long. You're using them to scratch yourself too much.
It feels good.
Here's how you do it. Quote, swimming upon your back, draw up the left foot and lay it over the right knee, keeping the body very straight. And then, having a knife ready in your right hand, you may very easily keep up your leg until you have pared one of the toes.
Wow, convenient.
The water makes it so much easier to be bendy.
It does. I'm pretty bendy otherwise. I never really had a problem cutting my toenails physically. I just have a problem with it emotionally.
If you'd like to learn more about Renaissance-style swimming, you can listen to episode 63 of our very own history podcast, Rude Tudors, which is available on iTunes, Stitcher, and at rudetudors.com on this thing called the internet. This has been a moment in Renfest history.
Oh, here, it looks like you've got a little blemish. Would you mind if I popped that betwixt my toenail?
Some kind of magic happened late last night. When the moon smiled down at me and bathed me in its light, I fell asleep beneath you in the tall blades of grass. And when I woke, the world was new, I never had to ask. It's a brand new day, the sun is shining. It's a brand new day. For the first time in such a long, long time, I know I'll be okay. Most kind of stories save the best part for last, and most stories have a hero who finds you make your past your past. Yes, you make your past your past. It's a brand new day, the sun is shining. It's a brand new day. For the first time in such a long, long time, I know I'll be okay. This cycle never ends. You fall, you rise, and you're back again. It's a brand new day. It's a brand new day. All the first time in such a long, long time, I know I'll be okay.
And welcome to Joe on the Road. That song was Brand New Day by Carl Ash from the album Songs of the Open Road. There's plenty of fairs running this month as the weather starts to heat up, so let's jump right in. Starting off, we have the Bristol Renaissance Fair in Kenosha, Wisconsin, the Sterling Renaissance Festival in Sterling, New York, the Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur, Colorado, the Central Coast Renaissance Festival in San Luis Obispo, California, the Kentucky Highland Renaissance Fair in Eminence, Kentucky, the Great Lakes Medieval Fair and Marketplace in Rock Creek, Ohio, the Canterbury Renaissance Fair in Silverton, Oregon, the Utah Midsummer Renaissance Fair in Cedar City, Utah, the Northwest Renaissance Festival in Nine Mile Falls, Washington, the Medieval Mayhem Renaissance Fair in Pine Top Lakeside, Arizona, the Elizabeth Celtic Festival in Elizabeth, Colorado, the Midsummer Fantasy Renaissance Fair in Ansonia, Connecticut, the Abadia Mare Renaissance Fair in Gloucester, Massachusetts, the Black Rock Medieval Fest in Augusta, Michigan, the Door County Renaissance Fantasy Fair in Egg Harbor, Wisconsin, the Wren in the Glen in Downing, Wisconsin, the Kingdom of Osgood Medieval Festival in Embrun, Ontario, the Kirbashi Kingdom in Malone, New York, the Cook's Creek Medieval Fair in Garson, Manitoba, the Texas Pirate Festival in Hillsboro, Texas, the Dragon Fire Fair in Soda Springs, Indiana, the Roman Spartan Festival in Bakersfield, California, and the Market of the Moon's Renaissance Fair in Williamsburg, Massachusetts. As always, be sure to check out the fairs nearest to you, and if you want more information on any of the festivals that are running, be sure to head to therenlist.com, which is who provides us with all the information about these fairs. Now we're going to head out with Whistling Gypsy by Maidens 4 from their album Emerald Fire.
Oh, So you couldn't make it out to fair. No reason to feel sad. Just remember all the times you've gone and all the fun you've had. Now ride your mouse-drawn chariot to find your favorite songs played by the minion leprechauns at renaissancefestivalmusic.com. It's a place you can go to marry Mary Mac. Ooh, but my lady green sleeves, or a wild Irish gypsy rover all around the blooming heather. And fill to me the parting glass, for she once was a true love of mine. With a ring ding ding little I-N-E-O, and a hey and a ho and a hey nanny no. Yes, your favorite songs played by the minion leprechauns at renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
The patrons of the podcast are now listening to Xenohomo Necropedo Pyrobestiality by Turtle and the Hare from their album On a Rampage, The Ballad of the Red Shirt by Two Merry Men from Bawdy Drunken Song-Filled Merriment, The Sailor's Prayer by Three Pints Gone from Home Brew, and The Beggarman's Song by Axel the Sot from The Best of Axel the Sot.
So, how would you like to get more music, no ads, and special gifts from the Renaissance Festival podcast? It's easy to do, just become a podcast patron. What is a patron? Patrons are folks just like you who financially support the podcast. The people producing this show are all volunteers, but there are costs involved in producing two shows a month. We have to pay for web hosting, file storage, bandwidth, and other services. By contributing as little as a dollar for each show we produce, you can help. How do you become a patron? Simple. You can go to our website at www.renaissancefestivalmusic.com and click on the link that says contribute. Or you can go directly to www.patreon.com/renfestpodcast. That is Patreon, spelled patreon.com. Once there, you can see our different levels of support. Each level represents an amount that you will donate for each episode we produce. The benefits include receiving the podcast 5 days earlier than our general audience, a podcast with 4 extra songs and no ads, free CDs from the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast Library, and even the chance to take part in producing the podcast. All this, plus the knowledge that you're helping us continue bringing you the music that you enjoy. So go on, take a look, and join the folks who are helping this podcast continue into its 12th year. And thank you for listening.
Dance hall girls, they don't treat you kind. They give you their bodies, but you never reach their minds. Well, they fill you up with lipstick lies. When they put you down some, don't you be surprised. Is this the way it always is here in Baltimore? Well, I saw her mountains and I kissed her plains. I held her sunshine and I drank her rains. Well, I went so far that I broke too fast. Thought I had the winner picked, but it came in last. Again, is this the way it always is here in Baltimore?
Chosen the wrong season to come down. I never realized they call it sacred ground.
My sense of time, hell, I'm a week behind. send me a letter home. But this all takes time. Gonna get some cash. Gonna go back home. These dance hall girls really know how to make a man feel alone. Is this the way it always is here in Baltimore? Of time, hell, I'm a week behind. I send me a letter home, but this all takes time. Gonna get some cash, gonna blow this town. These dance hall girls really know how to drag a poor boy down. Is this the way it always is here in Baltimore? It always is here in Baltimore.
That last song was Dance Hall Girls by Chuckawalla Rhythm Kings from No Bedrolls or Backpacks.
This was Ken's debut on the show.
He did a really, really terrific job.
Yes, we'd like to thank you, Ken, for doing something you didn't have to do. Stopping and talking to the performers so everyone could hear it. We really appreciate your hard work on that, Ken.
Yeah, because there's no way that us as volunteer minions can talk to all the members of the bands. And sometimes this is the only way, especially, you know, we're in Louisiana and they're in California. And they don't, most of those that were interviewed don't come this way to the South. So that way we really get to hear a little bit about where they started or how long they've been together.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, we've never seen those artists perform anywhere. And they're very popular. So thanks again, Ken, for your hard work. And so we're going to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Next song up, and the last one, is German Clock Winder by Bramblebush from Songs from the Glade.
German clock winder to Dublin once came. Benjamin Fruits was that old German's name. And as he was winding his way round the Strand, played on his flute and the music was grand, singing
Tira-la-la-la-la, tira-la-la-la-la, tira-la-yay.
Tira-la-yura-la-yura-la-yay. Tira-la-la-la-la, tira-la-la-la-la, tira-la-yay. Tira-la-yura-la-yura-la-yay. There was a young lady from Tolfunger Square, said that her clock was in need of repair. Well, in walks that German, and to her delight, less than 5 minutes, Lordy, had her clock right, singing, Tira-lama-lama, tira-lama-lama, tira-lie, 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 tira-lama-lama, tira-lama-lama, tira-lie, 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 tira-lie. As they were seated there on the floor, there came a very loud knock on the door. Well, in walks her husband, and great was his shock when he found the old German winding up his wife's clock, singing, Tira-lama-lama, tira-lama-lama, tira-lie, 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 tira-lama-lama, tira-lama-lama, tira-lie, 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 tira-lie. Husband says he, now look here, Mary Ann, let that bold German back in here again. Wound up your clock, but left mine on the shelf. If your old clock needs winding, sure I'll wind it myself, singing, Tira-lama-lama, tira-lama-lama, tira-lie, 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 tira-lama-lama, tira-lama-lama, tira-lie, 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 singing, tira-lama-lama, tira-lama-lama, tira-lie, 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 tira-lama-lama, tira-lama-lama, tira-lie, 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 tira-lie.
The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.